We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Amud Beis. We're still at the beginning of Perek Ezeneshach, the Perek Arivis. The Pasuk in Parashas Bahar says, "Es kaspecha loisitein loibeneshach, uvemarbis loisitein ochlecha." And we already learned that Ribis and Neshach are both the same thing, just to make this two lavim. So one lav is loisitein loibeneshach, another lav is uvemarbis loisitein ochlecha. But it only mentions Oichel when it talks about Ribis, and it says Neshach regarding Kesef. Is that Badafka or not? There's another pasuk that says Loisashich Loachicha Neshach Kesef Neshach Oichel Neshach Kol Davash Yishach, which is in Parashat Kiseitze, and we'll discuss both these pesukim now as learned in Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, as Kaspech Loisitein Loibeneshach Uvemarbis Loisitein Ochlecha, you should not lend your Kesef with Ribis, and you shouldn't lend your food and give Ribis or take Ribis for your food. You only find the terminology of Neshach by Kesef. What about Neshach by Eichel? Do you have the lav of Neshach when it comes to Eichel as well? Menayin, Tamaloymar, the Pasuk says, where it says, Loisashach lo'achicha, Neshach Eichel, it says, Neshach Eichel. Now, that Pasuk, Loisashach lo'achicha, is actually talking about the lav, which is going on the loiva, not on the malva. There's an Isser on the malva to lend beribis and to collect ribis. That says al tigach mitoy neshach. There's a bunch of lavin to lend and then collect ribis. There's also a lav on the loiva to pay ribis and borrow with ribis. And that's learned from this pasuk loisashich lechicha. It's loisashuch. So loisashich lechicha, and that means you shouldn't give to your chicha ribis. You shouldn't pay ribis. And that pasuk it says by oichel loshen neshach. So tamal neshach oichel. Ribis v'kesef v'nayin. Hey, or ribis v'kesef. Tamaloymar neshach kesef. It says the neshach kesef, and it's extra because we know it from somewhere else. So mainly in your neshach kesef, shreparadem loisashach l'achicha. It says in the pasuk loisashach l'achicha neshach kesef. It could have just said loisashach l'achicha kesef. What's the extra word neshach? To teach us to in your ribis kesef. So it comes out by aloiva, this aloiva, we find the word neshach by Eichel, and even though we don't find the word ribis by kesef, we know from the extra word neshach kesef, we didn't have to say, it said loisashach lo'achicha neshach kesef, so that extra word neshach teaches us ribis by kesef. And Rashi speaks out, the truth is, both neshach Eichel and neshach kesef are extra, because the pasuk says at the end of the pasuk, neshach chodavash yishach, which is another extra word neshach, and that could be used for Eichel. So there's two extra words, and they're both teaching us that we have Neshech by Eichel and by Kesef, and you have Ribis by Kesef and by Eichel. Okay, but that's all in the Pasuk when it comes to Loiva. Only Alev Loiva. That's all in the Pasuk of Loiva, the Isser, Lav of the Loiva. B'malva Menayin. By Malva, remember, only says Kaspech Loisit L'Meneshech, or Marvus Nechlecha. It says Ribis by Eichel and Neshech by Kesef. So how do you know it has all the Lav by Malva as well? Sai Eichel, Sai Kesef have both Neshech and Ribis. It says neshach by loiva, it says neshach by malva. Ma neshach by loiva leichlach taboy. Beim kesef and oichel beim neshach and ribis. We didn't make a chiluk between kesef or oichel, and they both have neshach and ribis. Af neshach and malva leisicholik by beim kesef and oichel. So neshach by malva also won't be a chiluk, and by kesef and oichel will have both ribis and neshach. Beim neshach and ribis. Menayin l'rabbis kaldava. How do you know that there's ribis by all different type of items? Menayin l'rabbis kaldava. Tamaloyma neshach kaldava ash yishach. All items that have the iser of ribis. Neshach kaldava ash yishach. And that's the ribui that says all things have ribis. Ravina Amar, loy neshach ba'eichel v'le ribis v'kesef tzrich yikra. You don't need a pasuk. The pasuk by Malva is self-sufficient. You don't need a pasuk by Loiva. You have to learn out Malva from Loiva. Because Malva itself has both. How is that? The Kasav, the Iksiv, if the Pasuk would have said, as Kaspel Loisit Loiva Neshach, V'achlecha Loisitim Bemarbis, then I would tell you that Oichel is with Ribis, and Neshach is with Kesav. Then get the Amos, you're right. But the Pasuk doesn't read like that. Hashdu Iksiv, as Kaspel Loisit Loiva Neshach, V'marbis Loisit Nechlecha, Kari Behochi, read like this. It's kaspecha loisitin loy b'neshach uve marbis. So the words neshach and marbis are both going on kesef. And then you read it, uve neshach uve marbis loisitin ochlecha. Uve neshach and marbis going back on oichel now. So both oichel and kesef have both the words neshach and marbis, because since they're both in the middle of the pasuk next to each other, you can read it both going on oichel and on kesef, and therefore you don't have to learn from loiva. Freit the Gemara of Tananam Namakamar. If you look at the Brisa, this is Ravina talking, the Brisa says, we learn out from Loiva. It says, Nemar Neshech by Malva, it says Neshech by Loiva, you learn out from each other. So how are you telling me you don't need it? So Hachkamar, this is what it means. Eloi Namakra, if the Pasuk wouldn't have taught seven first, Neshech and Marvis next to each other, and therefore teaching us it's by both, if it didn't say that, Hayisim Gzeri Shava, I would say this Gzeri Shava. That's what you have to learn out. That's how you have to know. That's how you know that there's Neshech and Marbis by both Oichel and Kesef. But Achshav Shama Kra, now we have first Pasuk, Gzer Shavah, Tzor, Rinn, Gzer Shavah, the Brisa is saying, I have Gzer Shavah if I needed it. So Freit Tegmar, what do you do with Gzer Shavah myself? Gzer Shavah Lamli. We need it for the other drasha. The other drasha was that it said Neshech Koldova, the Neshech Koldova, Ashishach, like Siva Malva, don't say that about Malva. And there, by Leiva teaches us that there's ribbons by everything, even not Kesef Oichel, there's ribbons for all other items also. Anything you lend, you give lahitza, there's a din of ribbis. And how do you know that by malva? There is a lav on the malva for that. You learn out from this gzera shava. Now, what does it mean called dover? It means any item that you give to someone, he could use that thing up. And he has to pay me back that plus extra, that's called ribbis. That's called ribbis daraisa. In a case where you give me back the same item, that's a schiris, that's renting. And if you pay money for that, that's renting. Hav always means that's lahitzan it, no. So it's a void of the Gemara, they rabbi called off. So Taisus is bothered, so why does it say specifically Kesef and Eichel then? Taisus answers that there's a klal prata klal, avado marba everything, but it has to be similar to those two things. Therefore, Taisus says, karka and pachashah pruta don't have a din ribbis. They don't have a din ribbis to araisa, because they're moved from the pasuk. I can ask me, how is possible to have ribbis on karka? We just said, you have to use it up, you can't use up karka. So you look at the Rishonim, the same shot is, we're talking about, I lent you, let's say I have eight vines that are attached to the ground, to the karka, and I lent it to you, you could use it, make wine of it, just give it back, nine vines. So that would be a case of ribbis by karka. And we're learning out from this miyat in the pasuk that there's no rib, according to Taisa at least, because the klal prata klal, there's no ribbis by karka midaraisa. And also, there's no ribbis by pachas v'shor pruta as well, from the same drasha in Taisa. The Rishonim will argue with this, you have to see the Rosh and the Rashba. But, and we paskin rather not like Taisa, we paskin that there is ribbis by karka. And Shulchan Aruch Tzavuyer, that we paskin that there is ribbis when it comes to karka. Amar Rava. Rava said like this. Lomali the kasa rachmana, lav beribis, lav begezel, and lav baino. Why do the Torah have to tell us a lav by ribis, which is the issa of altikach mi'itay neshech, and by gezel, it says like sigzel, and baino, it says like tainu ishamisay. Why do you need three different lav? What's the question? The question is they're all isser to take someone else's money. Like the Rishonim speak out, that of course, there's much more by ribis that you wouldn't learn out from other things. Because let's say, for example, that there's an Isser Meshas Da'ava, even if you don't collect ribbis. So that, of course, we would have to say. And also, there's an Isser on Loiva, we'd have to say that also. The question is, the Isser to actually take the ribbis, once it's an Isser, that's not worse than Gzela. Why do you need a special lab for that? And why do you need a special lab for Ino? And for Gezel, just learn out from each other. Why do you need all three? So Mark explains. Tzrichi, because I want a lava ribbis. If you only said lava ribbis, they now take ribbis. I would say, you know what? Really, you're allowed to take someone else's money. There's no lava for that. Here, ribbis is more chamer because he even's asa ta'alaiva. So that's why this would be asa. But who said gzeila oino would be asa? Shem the chiddush shuda fill b'leiva asa rachmana. Because I want a lava gezel. If the Torah just said a lava gezel, you would say, you know why gezel's asa shem d'va karche? Because he does that forcefully. By ribbis, the guy is willingly doing it. You're not stealing from him. He's doing it. By ribbis, he's paying. He even knows what's going on. By ino, he doesn't exactly know, but he might say he's giving it willingly, not forcing him to do it. So you wouldn't learn out from Gezel. Gezel's worse. So it means, number one, first said ribbis, we say ribbis is worse because it's a chiddush, does even a life is awesome. You can't learn anything else than that. If you just said Gezel, you wouldn't learn out enough of ribbis because Gezel's worse because it's balkarche. Because I want to laugh by ino, because dim shem loyada demacha, he doesn't know to be Michael. So you couldn't just write lava no, learn out gezel and ribbis from my no. So Gemara is good. You're right. Chodem and chod le'aseh. You can't learn out one from one. But teisi chodem atarti. Why don't we learn out one of these isurim from the other two? So Gemara says, which ones? Hey teisi, lo lichtuk mar lava ribbis. Don't write ribbis for teisi mahanach and learn out from oino and from gezel. I would say no. Oino and gezel is worse in a certain way. Ma lahanach can shleim adas. Both those things are shleim adas. Oh, you know, he doesn't really know about it so much, and Gezel is forcing him, Gezel is stealing from him. So, both those cases are Shaloi Medas, and it's worse than Ribbis. So, you can't learn out Ribbis from there. Don't write by now. There's no Mekka Memkar. That's not, I know it's Derek Mekamemkar. Those things, both Ribbis and Gizela, not the Mekka, when you buy, it's not a Derek Mekamemkar buying something. Ribbis, you're collecting extra money by Gizela, you're stealing something. Mashiach, no, that's normal selling and buying. Maybe that'll be Mutter. See if you can learn that from there. Elo, the Mara asks, Lelichta Rachmana, Lav Begezel. Don't say Lav by Gezel, but Tase Mehanach, and learn out from both Einar Ribbis. What are you going to say? My parchas. Malu Ribbis can chiddush. You can ask, isn't Ribbis a chiddush? Einar Techiach. We'll say, look, Einar is not a chiddush. Einar is also. And you say, Malu Einar, she can lay out the Amachel. He doesn't know about the Michael. Ribbis Techiach. Well, he knows about his Michael. And still it's also. Techiach. Because I didn't roi kazeh goreizeh, lori zeh goreizeh, had tzara shavash vem. They're both the same. They're all three the same. Shkin Gezla. He's taking away money that's not yours. Afani Avi Gezel. And I'll learn out Gezel from Ribbis Eino. Because there's no Pircha, there's no Tzara Shava that both Ribbis Eino have over Gezel. Because they say Ribbis is a Chiddush or not a Chiddush. If you say Eino, he doesn't know about it. So Ribbis does know about it. So therefore, you can learn out Gezel really from Ribbis Eino. So now the question is, why don't you pass up Gezel? So Amri Hakinami, you're right. So El Lava Gezel. Why do you need this extra Lava Gezel? It says the Kovish Shcha Sacher to give us a lav. If you hold back the wages of a worker, the loch is that's a lav of six on that. Right, the Gemara Kovish Shcha Sacher v'Hedik Sivet. It's the first apostle. The Sashik Shcha Ani v'Evin says you shouldn't hold back the wages of Ani v'Evin. So my answer: lav lav shtei lavin, or to make two lavin. There's two lavin. One lav of Loi Sashik, and another lav of Loi Sigzol for someone to hold back wages from a employer. Lav lav shtei lavim. Break the Gemara. Once doing two lavim, so a lukma b'ribis v'ayno, a lav shtei lavim. Put it either by ribis or ayno, and give them two lavim. Why do you put it by Shchar Sacher? And Tysus asks even more, why don't we put it by Gzela, for extra lav by Gzela? The Gzela, you learn out, and there's another lav. And by answer, you think about it, the whole Gemara before that says they learn a gez of those two things, how do you learn out lav? It's aim azirim v'adin. The halach is, you can't learn out the lav through a kavachayim or a tarashava and get malchus. So emphasizes before that you don't get malchus by exhala because lav anitik la says it's like a payback. So therefore, Tosis says, he adds the same thing over here. He says, the reason why we don't want to have that's another lav because we rather put another lav in something that gets malchus. And since exhala is not getting malchus, there's no kasha that we should make this lav by Gzela and have two things by Gzela. Rather have by Kari Sasacha, which gets Malkus. And the Gemara of the Kasha, Ribbis Vayno, it's Mashmath, Vitoisvis, that Ribbis Vayno get Malkus, which the Marsha points out that in the Tor and the Rambam and Paschal, not like that, there's no Malkus. He doesn't say the Rambam, he says I think he says from the Tor, the Marsha asks, that there's no then Malkus by the Ribbis Vayno, and therefore he's bothered with this already. He brings down the Rambam and the Tor, yeah. That he says there's no Malkus there. So Taisa obviously looks like he argues and holds there is Malkus there. There is a mitzvah hashava, but that's not connected to the lav, and therefore it's not called a lav anitik lasei. But in any case, the Gemara's kash is why are you saying the extra lav goes for kavish chasachir? Maybe it's coming for ribis vayno lav lav shnei lavin and for the Gemara dava loy min yonai. You look weird. The pasuk says all said uvin yona the sachir ksiv because the pasuk says the lashon of the pasuk is. By Loi Sigzal, it says together with the parasha of Kovish Shchar Sacher, and therefore, so I read it in the Lashon Pasuk. It says Loi Sashak is for Echav Loi Sigzal Loi Salam Pur Sacher Yitchad Baiker. So it's put together with that pasuk of Shchar Sacher. Therefore, we darshin Loi Sigzal is extra lav on Kovish Shchar Sacher. So tomorrow, what do you do Loi Sigdayvu? They also learned that out from the same Tzara Shava. Why learn Loi Sigdayvu from Rivers Vayna? Because he mechasim amin. So why learn out Loi Tignav? And Rashi speaks out Loi Tignav of Aseres Adibris was not Shver, because that's when we're going to the Fashas. Don't worry, a different Pasuk Loi Tignav, it says in the Pasuk Loi Tignavu. The Pasuk says, Loi Tignav, Loi Sashu, Loi Sakur, Loi Shvamisa, Pasuk Kedoshim. So what do I do with that Pasuk? If I learn out from Rivas Vaino? And for the Gemara, to teach us a different halacha. Look at the Tanya. Lomeli, look at Tanya. Loi Signav, Amnas, Lemekat. You're not allowed to steal, even if you're just chepering. And you're planning, Pastor means you're planning giving it back. He's taking it for you. He looked, turned around, you took it away from him. Yeah, I'm making a joke. There's an Isalav. Loi Tignoiv. I'm not carefully. He said, you know what? I want to help this guy out. He doesn't want to take my tzedakah, so I'm going to steal from him and I'll pay him carefully. He wasn't allowed to do that. That's what you learn from Apostle Loi Tignoiv. So it comes out that there's an Isser Lav to steal something from your friend just for a joke. So Rabbeinu Peretz over here says a little different. He brings down Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the Peretz Rabbeinu Tam, Dr. Rabbeinu Peretz. The Ma'ariy La'olam Uroitz La'akva Biyod. He wants to keep it forever. El Shamanas La'meker Uroitz. He's doing it just to chepper. The Ma'ariy V'dayt La'achzir La'acha Shah. Because if the way we teach the min means he's planning giving it back, Im Kelo Yaver Lo'ay Tignoiv. Didn't Tosfos Lema That Filo V'dayt La'achzir Ma'ay Yaver Zok The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Im Kelo Metzinu Yaden V'Raglenu. It seems like Rabbeinu Peretz saying a lot of people do this, and that can't be Osir. But the we paskin that it is Osir, and Shulchan Aruch it is brought down that it is Osir to take something just for a joke, and based on this Gemara, and now Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is saying a kula. It's only if you take it for good, but not if you take it temporarily. But Lamais and Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Pashas of Gemara, which is that it's usher to take it legamri. I was looking for the Lashon Shulchan Aruch to read it, but that's what he names on. That's the Shulchan Aruch names on. It's in Shim Mem Ches. Let me just quickly read it over here to see the Lashon there. They says that there, it will be also even just for a joke. Lashon Shulchan Aruch is like this, that Shin Mem Ches, also lignoi filo kol shu din Torah, but also lignoi vafilo derech schoik, vafilo mas lahachzir, ogidol sham shum kefel, hakol osek deshi yagras v'kach. It says, all also lemaisa, that's halacha. Omalei, Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, lav the kosak one of the mishkolos, lamali. What do you need to lav by mishkolos, by weights? That's also geneva. Amalei, that's teaching us l'toimei mishkolos of melach. You soak your weights in melach, and therefore it makes it heavier. And then when he goes buys with it, he uses this one. He says, "Yeah, this is a 1 pound weight, and I put it down, and it buys me 1.5 pounds because it's full of salt." So, Frank Demara, Hainu Gezel Mal, it's regular Gezel. Like, what's the, what do you answer? He questions what you need it for. He says, oh, because time is going, that's just the regular Gezel. So, you also learn after Rivas Vaino. And for the Gemara, no, Lav or Love Shas Asiya. Teach us that when I make this Mishkol, I'm over right then and there, even before I use it to steal. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk of Mishkolos. The question was, why do you need the Pasuk of Mishkolos? The Pasuk was Sasu Ovel. That said, l'sasso avav b'mishpah b'midah b'mishkol b'masura says this lav. Why you need it for? Teretz is to teach us that b'shas when I soak my mishkol in salt, already then it becomes awesome, and then even before I use it to steal.